should we be buying lumber from other countries?
Because that's where the trees are. These different colors are different kind of trees, and what you need to know is that this is the kind of trees that we like to build houses out of. We can also use these ones, but they're not as good. And as you can see, Canada's just trees galore. So I guess we could cut down our national forest to make 2x4s. But unfortunately, we would actually run out pretty quick. Then we'd have to wait another decade for those trees to grow again so we can harvest them again. And another interesting thing about trees is that the farther north they grow, the slower they grow. And the slower they grow, the harder the wood is, which makes it better. The wood is also better the longer you let the trees grow before you cut them, and these are all uncut forests. When it comes down to it, Canada's wood is just longer, harder, thicker, and uncut. And they are eager to let us have it. We should just let their wood come all over America. Because in reality, we just don't have enough forests in the United States to keep up with the demand for construction. In fact, this is a post that I made in 2017. Remember back in April when Trump got mad about Canadian lumber replacing American lumber? Well, it turns out that a 30% duty on Canadian goods doesn't mean that America produces more lumber. The lumber we used to get from Canada, we are now getting from Europe and Asia, and it costs a lot more. Notably, lumber imports from Russia have increased by over 40%. This lumber comes from forced labor camps in Siberia, where Russia has purchased workers from the North Korean government. So let's break this down. We hurt our relationship with Canada so that we can support the oppression of North Koreans for the benefit of Russia and North Korea's governments, all so that Americans can pay more for soft lumber, and it will cost Americans wanting to build a house 20% more than it would have cost last year. How does that put America first? You know how we have a housing shortage and construction costs have gotten outrageous since 2017? The houses being built now are not as sturdy as houses that were being built 10 years ago, and they cost more. Asking why we get lumber from Canada is like asking why we get coffee from Ethiopia, or why we get pineapples from South America. That's just where they come from.